Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday. Or I should say, yes, Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. I am Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Police are urging Dominicans to take steps to protect themselves during the independence season. Legendary Trinidadian Calypsonian Winston Mighty Shadow Bailey passed away on Tuesday morning at the age of 77. And Somalia's sole vital Amin ambulance service faces closure as its diminishing fleet faces affordability concerns. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details when we come back.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. During this year's independence season, a lot of emphasis is being placed on safety. As a result, the police are urging Dominicans to take all necessary steps to protect themselves during the festivities. Superintendent in charge of the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, Matthew Coffey, says his department will do its best to protect the country, but individuals will also have to play their part in protecting themselves and making sure that they take all the necessary safety measures.
Ensure that your home is properly secured at all times. At night, ensure that an outdoor light remains on throughout the night. Ensure that surfaces at potential points of entry and exit are clean. Ensure that your home surroundings are clear of bushes and other visual obstacles. I also would like to advise persons, those that can afford it, to invest in the closed circuit cameras. Now, do not leave large sums of money and jewelry at your home. Do not venture into isolated areas alone. Do not walk with excessive cash on you. And do not wear expensive and flashy jewelry.
He also advised that counterfeit monies are in high circulation during these times and advises everyone to be on the alert for them.
Be very vigilant in terms of counterfeit currency being circulated around. In times like this, we normally come across a number of reports of counterfeit currencies. Would also like to advise the general public to be very careful when receiving or exchanging monies from the public. The objective of the criminal is to really make money. He doesn't want to give you a counterfeit note. It's to really get some cash to put in his pocket. So that's a very important point. Somebody may come in for $20 and buy a packet of Funkos. That should raise some suspicion. You know, look at that bill. All right? And a reasonable person will not come with a counterfeit bill. They use the less fortunate. They might use a parrot. So all these are things you have to be mindful of. They will not take a chance because I'm not going to give you a $100 bill, which I know for sure is counterfeit. And when you detect that, I am the person representing that bill, okay? So they stay in close proximity with the business place, and they wait on their change. So when you see this kind of guys come there, because a paranormal will not have $100. A paranormal will not have a $20 or 50 note. So when you see them come around and they're asking for one beer or a soft drink, once they see you start looking at the money, sometimes they just leave it for you and go about their business.
Superintendent in charge of the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, Matthew Coffey. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton spoke on his party's weekly radio show entitled Workers' Voice, aired on Q95 FM radio, and addressed the current situation and status of marijuana within the Caribbean or CARICOM region. He highlighted some of the impacts of the use of marijuana amongst adolescents, the economic benefits, its classification and identity within the medical field, and more. He stated that it would be best to pursue the medicinal benefits of the plant and engage in more discussions toward further legalization.
Just to read the communique, reading from the communique on that particular matter, it says, heads of government welcome the report of the Regional Commission on Marijuana. They noted its findings, conclusions, and recommendations, in particular with respect to human and religious rights, the social and development impact of use among adolescents, the economic benefits to be derived, and the issues related to its classification. Heads of government recognize that the current classification of marijuana as an illicit drug presented a challenge in the conduct of research to fully understand and ascertain the medicinal benefits to be derived. They agreed that action should be taken at the national level by the relevant authorities to review marijuana's current status with a view to reclassification, taking into account all international obligations. They also expressed concern about the effect of marijuana use on young persons given the conclusive evidence that existed. Heads of government recognized that member states would need to review the report in more detail to determine action at the national level in relation to law reform models as proposed by the commission.
Linton says the heads of CARICOM have been discussing that matter for years and suggests that Dominica should jump on board.
And discussions at the heads of CARICOM, at the level of the heads of CARICOM, on ganja, cannabis, marijuana, decriminalization and legalization has been going on now for 5 years and more. We have not had a single consultation in Dominica led by the government. But we're hearing in this report that the commissioners on the Marijuana Commission, representing a range of disciplines, conducted region-wide consultations to inform the report. We've had no consultation in Dominica. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Good. But we have the report. And we in the United Workers Party welcome the report. We expect that either the commission or the secretariat will circulate the report, will make the report public, so that the people of CARICOM can be educated and be knowledgeable and be educated about the contents of this report and what the recommendations are going forward for the legalization of marijuana, for the industrialization of ganja, cannabis, and the participation of the region in the economic benefits, the health and wellness benefits, and the religious, spiritual benefits to be derived from the use of the plant, especially for medicinal purposes.
Leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica, Lennox Linton. 17 primary schools and one secondary school in Dominica will benefit from school supplies donated by Halima's Helping Hands Foundation an NGO foundation based in Trinidad and Tobago. The schools were said to have been selected based on need to receive assistance as part of the foundation's initiatives. A presentation of the supplies was made to the Ministry of Education on Monday morning by the executive board member of Halima's Helping Hands Foundation, Brother Shiraz Ali. Ali stated that Dominicans must be proud of their achievement of reopening all their schools in less than a year following Hurricane Maria. He told the ministry that being able to reopen all schools just 1 year past Maria, even with all the difficulty and costly challenges that they encountered while rehabilitating, is a great achievement. You have endured the worst, but you have reopened all your schools. What an achievement. You weathered catastrophic hurricanes like David in 1979 and Maria last year in 2017, and still rebounded with unshakable determination, Ali noted. In more news, multiple winner of the title of Junior Calypso Monarch of Dominica, Janae Jackson has continued her success in the field of competitive entertainment after being crowned Miss Global on Monday night. Jackson is a second-year student at the University of the West Indies in Jamaica. She is pursuing an LLB degree. She is also vice president of the Dominica Students Association of UE Mona Campus in Jamaica. Jackson competed as part of activities to mark Culturama, now in its 53rd year. She sang Hero by Mikael Henderson in the talent segment to help seal the deal for her island nation of Dominica. While no segment prizes were awarded, Jackson also impressed the judges in the evening wear segment with a beautiful red ensemble. In the question and answer segment, Jackson was asked about what can be done to improve women's rights. Her response included a call for women to be treated as equals in the workplace. She also urged women to engage in activities to match up to the men in male-dominated fields. Following her crowning, Jackson said she was honored to have represented her country. I'm just happy for the opportunity, she says, to get some more recognition for Dominica. Belize came in second, with Jamaica in the first runner-up position. MP for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac, deems the production and presentation of Quayol Rendezvous as a necessary step towards building a resilient Dominica. Isaac told the audience at the launch of the event on Monday to remain committed to rebuilding the country and went on to list some projects that have been undertaken by the government post-Hurricane Maria.
1 year later, we must let the world know that Dominica is indeed flourishing as thousands of residences are being rebuilt or rehabilitated in accordance with new building codes. Agriculture has rebounded, our roads and bridges are open, communication have been restored, island ride and the cultural industry is vibrant again. Just 1 year later, we must tell them that the botanical gardens where we stand today has already begun being restored to what it was before, and a committee is in place to take it to another level.
MP for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac. Mayor of Roseau, Irene John, is encouraging all Dominicans to embrace Dominica's culture, especially as the country celebrates 40 years of independence. She spoke at the opening of Quayol Rendezvous. The theme for this year's reunion celebrations is My Love, My Home, My Dominica, Building a Resilient Nation.
This theme is so appropriate in this period of our development. If we truly love our home, Dominica, we all need to put our hands to the wheel in order to make Dominica the first climate resilient nation in the world. We are here this afternoon in this scenic botanical gardens with all its flora and fauna to officially open Quayol Rendezvous. What an extremely lovely ambience. We are here to experience what is really local, what is really ours, what is really Dominica.
Mayor of Roseau, Irene John. Legendary Trinidadian Calypsonian Winston Mighty Shadow Bailey passed away on Tuesday morning at the age of 77. Bailey, who had been ailing for some time, suffered a stroke last weekend, and his family confirmed that he died in the hospital in the early hours of Tuesday morning, days before he was set to receive an honorary doctorate from the University of the West Indies for his contributions as a composer. Among his hits were Bassman, Pay the Devil, Poverty is Hell, What's Wrong with Me, Feeling the Feeling, and You're Looking for Horn. Tributes have been pouring in since the news of his death broke. The only free ambulance service in Somalia's capital is under threat of closure and is having to use fewer vehicles, its founder has told the BBC. Amin has a fleet of 16 ambulances but can now only afford to operate 10 on a regular basis in Mogadishu, which suffers regular bomb attacks. If the service stops, it will be difficult to save victims' lives, founder Abdul Kader said. There are no publicity or no publicly funded health services in Somalia. And here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. A dry and stable air mass is expected to be the dominant influence on weather conditions across the area during the next 24 hours, resulting in occasional cloudiness and isolated showers. Additionally, light winds and daytime heating could produce some localized afternoon showers, particularly along the western coasts of Dominica. Slight to moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours with waves peaking up to 5 feet. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. Police are urging Dominicans to take steps to protect themselves during the independence season. Legendary Trinidadian calypsonian Winston Mighty Shadow Bailey passed away on Tuesday morning at the age of 77, and Somalia's sole vital Amin ambulance service faces closure as its diminishing fleet faces affordability concerns. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens.